your second half, the second half of your cycle is not the time to start new projects. The second half of your cycle is not the time to start new projects or try to initiate new things, right? Like if you really want to start moving in flow with your cycle, if you want to start tuning in to nature and like the natural rhythms of nature, and if you really want to start aligning with the energy of the moon and learning how to use it with your cycle and with your experience and really tap into this next level of spirituality and like connection to the earth and start experiencing life, trust me, in a totally different way. If you want that, like if you crave that, just start by tuning into your cycle. It is so much simpler than it seems. And we are just so conditioned to make things be so much, just require so much more because we're so used to the world requiring so much of us when the earth is so simple and so obvious, right? The earth is so obvious. Like we can look outside right now, and when we all look outside and just start to see a little bit of green, or maybe we even see flowers starting to bloom, we get that tickle. It is just a natural tickle of like, oh my God, I forgot that like it gets better. You know, like, oh, winter's almost over. Or like summer's coming, you know, warm weather's coming, or that excited energy. Like we all just naturally get so excited come springtime and summertime. In the real world, like out in the earth, right? Like nature just naturally impacts how we feel. And we have that same cycle within us. Our hormones take us on the same ride. Our body naturally, innately takes us on the same ride of those four seasons once a month. And that's not even the right way to say it. Like who's measuring time on a month? You are on your own cycle. When we as women stop living by the 12 months of the year and just start tuning into our own moon cycle, our own menstrual cycle, our own rhythm, our own creative cycle. Oh, it is fun, sis. Let me tell you, it is so much fun. And that's the creatrix energy. That's the energy that just, it genuinely feels like you are connected to the earth. And you just send an impulse through the trees and off through the root systems it goes, and through the earth and through someone else's heart and through conversations of strangers and through different people running into each other and happening, and like both, and you getting brought up in the conversation and like all of this magical stuff just floating around, and the universe around you showing you evidence, supporting your dreams and showing you that it's got your desires in mind, showing you constantly that It is building this beautiful path in such a delightful way for you to just effortlessly move towards. And when you really surrender to the flow, this feminine flow that I talk so much about, when you really surrender to this feminine flow, that's what it means. It means that you finally believe with your heart and understand with your mind that the universe's way is just better. That's what the feminine flow is. And believe me, like, this has taken me a really long time to understand. This has been, I believe, my life's work, because all of this understanding has just been so many loops being closed from like my childhood, the way that I approached sports, the way that I approached school, the way that I approached college, the way that I approached jobs, the way that I approached projects. Like it all points to the same thing. It all points to living my entire life 100% in the flow, in my relationships. Right? I ended my last relationship for several reasons. The relationship I was in before Brian, this guy that I was dating then, he needed to kind of go on his own journey of just inner healing from stuff that he had been through. But the real thing that just finally pulled the rug out from underneath me, that I was just like, I can't do it, was that there was just no give in the flow. There was absolutely foot down, no way, can do'sville, baby doll, no flow. And I was like, I can't live like that. And it was like right when I was taking off in my bus adventures, solo, completely living in my own flow. Like, and then I got to experience living freely in my own flow, and I got to taste the nectar of my own flow. And now that I understand how powerful this perspective is, now that I understand how powerful this lifestyle is, I realize it's not going to be easy for women to just go from like living this planned out like life. I realize that it's not easy to jump ship like that. But what I'm going to do is just live it and share it and live it and share it. I'm going to keep hosting retreats about the feminine flow. I'm never going to use an itinerary for a retreat again. And I'm just going to continue offering experiences. I have always just wanted to offer experiences. I listen back to my early podcasts and I'm talking about the same stuff in different ways. And I'm learning more from these past versions of myself that I captured, that I allowed to speak her mind, that I allowed to share her thoughts. I'm learning everything that I need to know from her. Going back and listening to her is helping me connect all of these dots to kind of form my own cycle of my own power, of my own creativity, of this own creatrix energy that lives inside me. And it's allowing me to like prepare. Propel that up. And I believe that that is fully what allowed me to have this Kundalini awakening, that I am fully still in the midst of integrating. And I'm not even trying to speed up the integration. Like, I'm moving with the lunar cycle on this one. Like, I'm allowing the moon to help me rise into the fullness of this Kundalini energy within me. I'm not trying to predict what this power is going to be. I spent the first couple of days trying to understand it in my mind. And I finally just said, that's not what this is about. That's not how I got here. I got here on feel. I got here on just felt sense. I got here using my heart. And so this retreat, I fully believe that this retreat is happening at the time that it's happening, and the women that are coming for a reason. I believe that, I mean, we're going to be there on the full moon, and this is the last full moon before the eclipse, before the eclipse season starts. Like, this full moon marks the start of spring, like when nature, because right now we're kind of rubbing up against this false spring. And my mom actually called me the other day and told me a little bit about the false spring. I asked her to record something, and I'm going to tie that into this conscious cycling talk. And when she sends me that, because it's really potent. But basically, fall spring is when seeds are planted and they're getting rained on and the sun comes out and they start to bloom, but there's still like one more freeze that kind of sneaks around the corner, and like things that bloomed too soon die off, but things that either were stronger or fell on that second cycle like are able to bloom up, and they're like even rooted firmer, the things that survived the freeze, that because they were like stronger. I'm not doing as good of a job explaining this as my mom is, but basically it's this concept of this false like desire to jump and rush and not stay and trust and just continue with the flow. And I was being pulled to do that with this Kundalini awakening, bringing that full circle. When I finally, one of my sweet friends, Cam, she is the one who just brought this into my consciousness, because Kundalini was something that I had just heard one of my other beautiful sisters, Elizabeth, talk about. And I had like not really researched it. I had searched for one Kundalini activation when I was just, I felt such a desire to like move my body in a way that I felt like I couldn't fulfill myself. And so I reached outside of myself and I went to YouTube and I was just like trying to search for things. And I kind of half-heartedly did this Kundalini activation yoga, but it was like, I was just doing the parts that I felt called to do. And it was not with the intention of, I didn't even understand what Kundalini energy was at this time, is what I'm trying to convey. So with that, I'm not in a rush to figure out what it is or what it's going to, how I'm going to use it in my life, right? Because I know how it's impacting my life. I can feel it. I can see it. I can feel my connection with the universe. I can see it in my life. I can see it in other people's lives. I can see it in Brian's life. Brian can see it in me. Brian and I are like fostering this with one another. Like, this is, we're creating things in the golf space and spiritual, like spiritual shit meets golf shit. Like, it's just blossoming, just like spring. And I'm not allowing myself to feed into these rushed, energetic, old paradigm patterns and cycles, right? That false spring, back to that concept of the false spring, because I have this new piece of information, like, ooh, I have an awakened Kundalini. Like, I could just start claiming that. Like, I'm like, what do I do with it, right? What does this mean for me? And I could just go with my mind or take advice from somebody else or start doing things like someone else is doing it and run in that direction. But what good does that do me? How does that allow me to learn my lesson? How does that allow me to utilize my Kundalini energy for how my Kundalini energy wants to be used? It doesn't, right? And so when I sit and I trust this process, when I trust that I'm being held by the moon, because I was held in such a beautiful women's circle yesterday by women in Charlotte who were just everything that I have been so deeply longing for. And I felt so held. And after holding space the last two new moons, just being so called to go into that space and feeling so held and it being such a beautiful experience on this new moon, after my Kundalini awakening happening on the 222 portal, I realize how all of this sounds, but I cannot make it up. I have videos of myself like moving through these energetic shifts, and it is just, that is the power of syncing up with your cycle and learning your power and learning your connection with nature and learning your connection with the earth, remembering who you are, remembering what your soul is here for, remembering the stuff that you already know that we have just overridden with information that is basically just distracting us. And when you're able to free yourself from those perspectives, life is so much fun. And that's when you find this feminine flow. That's when you find this juicy experience where you just don't have expectations of yourself or anyone else anymore, and you just allow what happens to be what guides you. And so you're not trying to be proactive and predict everything and then getting frustrated when you predict falsely, or if you're surprised, you're totally caught off guard, but you are just simply moving with what's where you're being guided. And then you find that it is so much better. The experience is so much richer and juicier that way. And you see how much fun it is. And that is the unfolding. When I talk about the unfolding, that is the unfolding. And that's what I'm in the process of integrating. And that's what I'm in the process of sharing on Instagram and on these podcasts. And I'm allowing it to be so messy, and I'm allowing it to just be whatever it is. And I'm not trying to fit it in a box. I'm just allowing it to be. And it is setting me free in the process. And it is allowing me to create my business on this feminine forward concept, which is an idea that has just been gestating and being fed, and that has just been sitting and lingering for a while. And I've been so excited to feed my energy into that one. And like, it's just naturally coming back up into fruition, because that's another thing that I just didn't rush. And I'm so glad that I didn't. And all of these little seeds that I've been planting about this feminine forward business concept, about living life 100% in the feminine, it's all starting to come to fruition in a really magical way. And I have a feeling, and I've known this the whole time, but when it starts happening, it's going to start compounding, and I'm going to have the capacity to hold it because of the work that I've been doing, because I've been doing the frequency work. I've been doing the energetic work. And so when it starts to come and it starts to come fast, I'm going to be able to hold it, and I'm going to be able to ride the wave of success, and I'm going to be able to stay true to who I am and to what I want. And Brian and I are going to be able to stay strong within each other, and we're going to know where we're going because we are holding ourselves. We are holding each other. We are holding our money with reverence. We are holding ourselves with integrity. We both are staying in integrity in our relationship, in our own lives, with our own inner beings. We are both completely open and honest. We allow money to just exist. I've got money taped everywhere around me right now. Money is taped all over the walls of my apartment, of our apartment. Money is all around us right now, literally. And we are making it happen, and it's going to start happening. And I'm so excited because I've just been capturing it all along. And this type of success that's found when the feminine in the lead is the type of success that it's just, it's different. It's different. And it's just, it makes for a really exciting life.